USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House acknowledged that its goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one dose of COVID vaccine by July 4th will not be met. Jeff Zients, the White House's COVID response coordinator, said Tuesday that about 150 million American adults are currently vaccinated, short of the administration's goal of 160 million. Zients added that the administration will now focus on getting younger Americans immunized, pushing particularly for 18 to 26-year-olds to get their shots. And a sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. The bill would have been the largest overhaul of the electoral system in decades, a measure Democrats say is needed as states have been passing their own election reform bills in the wake of last November's election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. And check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Health officials are emphasizing the importance of getting vaccinated against COVID as the Delta variant of the virus is now being detected in 20% of tests being sequenced. The strain first identified in India spreads more rapidly than the original virus and is becoming the dominant strain worldwide. Top White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says that areas with low vaccination rates could see local surges of infections because of the new variant.
There will be local type of regional spikes and outbreaks. I don't foresee what we refer to as a surge as we have known it, namely the three major surges that we've experienced over the past year and a half. I don't think even under those circumstances that you're going to see things like 1,000 deaths a day. I think that is a bit much. But there is a danger, a real danger, that if there is a persistence of a recalcitrance to getting vaccinated, that you could see localized surges.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Taliban continue to add to their military victories in Afghanistan, as the Pentagon claims the withdrawal of the remaining estimated 3,500 troops remains on pace. John Clemens reports.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in contact with operational commanders in Afghanistan, but the troop withdrawal remains on pace.
It is a dynamic situation, and we've said that from the very beginning, which means that he and the chairman, General McKenzie, are constantly looking at the pace we're going at and the capabilities we have and the capabilities that we're going to need throughout to complete the withdrawal.
Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban were taking place in Qatar, but have stalled. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And a Colorado mayor has tried to cancel the Pledge of Allegiance. Lance Pry explains.
Shane Furman, the mayor of Silverton, Colorado, announced at a trustee meeting last week that the Pledge of Allegiance will be suspended. Attendees had a different idea.
I'm sorry, but the Jews are crying out.
I'd note that that's out of order, and we did have a one-strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.